Well, Coach, that was just a kind of a tough game, tough day and tough game, especially that second game.
Yeah, it's a tough day. I mean, anytime I thought we competed well, especially game two. We left the house of runners on base game one. But there's a reason why their guy is probably one of the best arms in the league. I mean, you look at his numbers and what he's done all year. He keeps making pitches, and he does a good job. Game two, that's on us. I mean, at some point in time, you got to learn how to catch a ball, pick a ball. You know, when the scouting report on you says takes first pitch all the time, you're behind in the count, 0-1, every count. You know, take it a fastball. So a lot of growing up to do. Just we got a lot of growing up to, and we don't have enough time to do it now.
Yeah, it's tough with two games remaining in the season. It seemed like Hutchinson, in that first game, they scored a bulk of their runs with two outs. Same thing in the bottom of the fourth inning in the second game. You guys got your runs there with two outs as well. It's good to see some clutch hitting in that inning.
Well, yeah, I mean, good teams will do that. I mean, they're a very good team. Obviously, they're, you know, the reason why their record is a record. They got good players. They got a good staff. They're well coached. They don't make mistakes. You know, and if they do make a mistake, they don't let it snowpile on them. You know, we let everything snowball effect with everything we do. If we're swinging it well, everybody's swinging it well. If we're kicking balls, everybody's kicking balls. You know, if we're not pitching well, everybody's not pitching well. You know, it's just been one of those years. What are you going to do? At some point in time, it's not on the coaching staff. It's you as a player. You've got to figure out how to stop it. And, you know, they haven't been able to do that. And that's the most frustrating thing out of it. But you know what? We have tomorrow. That's the other thing. You know, we're still in it. We got to have a huge day tomorrow. We have to sweep. If we don't sweep, you know, we'll go on the road. And, you know, that's just part of it. We've had one of those years. And we go on the road, and we'll figure it out from there.
I thought Dalton Schauberg had a heck of a game on the mound in game two.
Yeah, he did. Dalton had an unbelievable start for us. He kept us in the game. You know, he's just gotten better every outing this year. He just keeps getting better. He's grown up. He's come a long ways. It's just one of those things where he's starting to really prove the fact there's a reason why he's going to be, you know, he is a Division I arm and he'll be successful at the next level. But it's something, you know, when you don't get defense behind you, you know, it's tough. He gets us to the seventh. We're tied 4-4, and then our show begins. So what are you going to do? You know, I can't fault Marcus McKinney. We asked him to come out and throw nine outs for us. He got a six. We asked him for six, and he said he wanted three more. And we gave it to him, and we knew we shouldn't have. But, you know, he's a competitor. He's our best dude out of the bullpen. So, you know, with the season where it is right now, that's what you got to do. And Marcus competed his tail off for us. We just came up a little short.
Well, you guys, once again, you mentioned two tomorrow here, and that'll be it for the regular season. See where things go after that. Coach, I do appreciate you stopping by here post-game, and we'll talk to you again here tomorrow.
Not a problem.